Now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Chokwa is a beautiful and extraordinary town, located 25 kilometers from Lviv, an easy day trip away. From its earliest days, Chokwa's population was a mix of Poles, Ukrainians, and Jews. The town's architectural, historical, and cultural diversity make it popular with tourists. More than 27,000 visited last year. Chokwa was founded in 1594 as a private town by Polish military commander Stanisław Żółkiewski. It soon became a center of religious life, arts, and commerce. In the 17th century, the Polish king established a royal residence there. The Jewish community's roots in Chokwa run deep. The oldest Jewish tombstone in Chokwa dates back to 1610. In 1690, local Jews established a Hebrew printing press, and the Jewish Tailors Guild dates back to 1693. In the late 1690s, a magnificent synagogue with a late Renaissance appearance was built for the rapidly growing community. It was an outstanding example of a fortress synagogue. Designed to protect Jews from invasions, it has a passageway to the roof and underground shelters. Over the centuries, the synagogue underwent a number of restorations. The most significant followed two devastating fires in the 18th and 19th centuries. However, the most devastation occurred in the 20s. At the start of World War II, Chokwa's Jewish community made up half of the town's population of 10,000. The synagogue was the center of religious life, and secular Jewish institutes included a school, a cultural society, and a football team. In 1941, that all ended. Nazi occupiers demolished the synagogue, leaving only the walls standing. German troops destroyed the cemetery and used the tombstones to build roads. Most of Chokwa's 5,000 Jews were either murdered in a series of local executions or deported to death camps. Only a few dozen survived the war, and most emigrated. Today, only about 10 Jews live in Chokwa. Of the once vibrant Jewish presence, very little remains. The ruins of the synagogue, fragments of the tombstones, and the statue commemorating the town's murdered Jews. A market stands on what was once the Jewish cemetery. For decades, Chokwa's 16th and 17th centuries architectural treasures remained in shameful disrepair. Since independence, the situation has improved, somewhat, and a slow but ambitious restoration plan is now underway. In 1994, the Ukrainian government declared Central Chokwa a state historical architectural reserve. Fortunately, the synagogue is located in this area. In 2000, the World Monument Fund declared the Chokwa Synagogue one of its 100 most endangered sites and provided a grant to support the development of a restoration plan for the synagogue. Although progress is slow, it is steady. When restoration is complete, we look forward to the establishment of a central museum of Jewish culture of Galicia. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petryakova Center in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom!
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.